Coming up on episode number 934, it's time once again for an indie hodgepodge. The only thing these songs have in common is, well, they're in this show together, and they're a culmination of the last month or so's independent artist and independent label submissions to the show, things that I didn't want to wait for a specific cover story to play for you. I wanted to play these for you right now. So you're going to hear covers tonight of The Fifth Dimension, Aerosmith, Bob Dylan, and Brian weighs in on the Jonathan Colton Glee flack. Find out more about that later on the show. Here we go. It's the Indie Hodgepodge, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, January 29th. 2013. My name is Brian M, and welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge edition. Basically, I get submissions from independent artists, independent labels all the time, and sometimes it fits right in with a show I'm doing. You know, maybe I'll get that Pat Benatar cover right before I do the Pat Benatar show. Sometimes it actually inspires it. It's like I'll get a Wang Chung cover, and it's like, oh, hey, let's do a Wang Chung cover story. Note, that hasn't happened yet, but but it happens with other artists. Sometimes I just collect them in a folder and make sure that they're part of the next Indie Hodgepodge, which is what you're going to hear tonight. Before we get to the music, I did want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately. Well, something that's been in the news lately, and it's cover-related. Jonathan Colton, friend of the show, and a guy who is not only someone, like I said, I consider a friend, but also appeared at the Coverville 500 concert in Las Vegas back in 2008. He has been wrestling with an issue with a TV show called Glee that I've never really been a fan of. Watched a little bit of the first season and just decided it wasn't for me. His version of Baby Got Back that he released back in 2005 has recently been covered by Glee. Now, a cover of a cover. Now, it's still a cover, and royalties still go to the original artist. So even when Glee covers Jonathan Colton, they still are paying money and royalties to Sir Mix-a-Lot. And that's the only person that they really legally need to give attrition to is the original artist, the songwriter. However, their version is almost a note-for-note identical, spot-on cover of Jonathan Colton's version. As a matter of fact, Jonathan changed the lyrics of, Sir Mix-a-Lot's Mix-a-Lot's in Trouble, or call 1-800-Mix-a-Lot. Those are the lyrics in the song. He changed it to Johnny C. And Glee didn't even bother to change those lyrics. So it is absolutely a cover of the Jonathan Colton version. And again, you know, something you see happening all the time. I'm going to turn the house music down. Something you see all the time in covers is someone having a very definitive cover and then other artists kind of taking on that cover. For example, Jimi Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower. You find way more covers that emulate Jimi Hendrix's style of the song than you do the original by Bob Dylan. Same goes for Soft Cell and Tainted Love. The Gloria Jones version, very different. And the doot-doot isn't very prominent in the Gloria Jones version, but every cover you hear since the Soft Cell version seems to incorporate that note, that riff from the Soft Cell version. Now, the big problem comes in is if they potentially used his, not just his arrangement, but actually his mechanical audio file, the audio file that he put out as a karaoke track. If they use that, then there is some legal issues that Jonathan Colton can get for that cover. But for right now, He's figured out a way to take lemons and turn them into lemonade. He's getting, sadly, this is turning into some good publicity both for him and for Glee, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for the Glee side of things. But, like you said, the lemons in into lemonade is benefiting him because he is releasing, re-releasing his version of Baby Got Back onto iTunes and Amazon MP3. And if you purchase it right now, if you go to the link or go to jonathancolton.com, of course, there will be a link in the show notes you can click on. The money, the royalties, or the proceeds, I should say, from sales that happen between now and the end of February will go to both the VH1 Save the Music Foundation and the It Gets Better Project. So even if you've bought those songs in the past, or bought that song in the past, yeah, it might not be a bad time to go buy it again for 99 cents, right? You can't go wrong with that. And the benefits to these other projects, will love you for it. So, but let's promote it a little bit. It, is the Jonathan Colton original cover of Baby Got Back, which was a cover of Sir Mix-a-Lot, but here's his version. Here's Jonathan Colton from Thing of Week 1 from 2005 and Baby Got Back.
LA face with the Oakland booty.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pants. Use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of my magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt, baby.
Baby, God,
baby, God,
baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby, God, baby 36, maybe, if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda, but Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My anaconda don't want none, unless you have got buns. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and they leave it. So Cosmo says you're fat, well I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames and the magazines. You ain't in this thing, give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game but he chose to hit them, and I pull up quick to get with them. So lady, yeah, if the buddy's around, yeah, then you want a triple X throw down, yeah, dial 1-900 Johnny C and kick them nasty thoughts, baby. Stop the world and melt with you.
there's nothing you and I can do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The future's open wide. The future's open wide. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
McCormick with his cover of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind. That one is just one of the many tracks you can find on his YouTube channel. His friend Dean contacted me and said, hey, you got to check this guy out. And I did, and I'm really, really blown away by this guy's talent. You can find him on YouTube. His name is Bryce McCormick. If you look in the show notes to this episode of Coverville, you'll find a link that'll take you right to his page on YouTube, where you can check out all his videos. He does new stuff, he does some old stuff, and that's what I like to see in my YouTube performing artists. I like to see a mix. I don't just want to see the top 10, whatever's popular now. Bryce McCormick and Blowin' in the Wind. Before that, an artist you will be able to see at Nerdtacular 2013 this year, in the beginning of July, part of the Coverville 1000 concert. a two-night concert, as a matter of fact. George Robb and his cover of Modern English's I Melt With You. And of course, you can find out more about George Robb in the show notes of this episode as well. So make sure you check that out. Great cover right there. And he is a consummate professional and a hell of a performer and a damn nice guy to boot. So look for him at Nerdtacular 2013 coming up at the beginning of July. And then we start off the set with Baby Got Back by Jonathan Colton from his Thing a Week One from 2005, a song that he covered and then Glee covered his cover. Make sure you go to jonathancolton.com and use one of his links to buy a copy on iTunes or Amazon or whatever. And you'll be able to help support not only Jonathan Colton, who's only taking just the amount he needs to take to cover his royalties, but you'll also be supporting the VH1 Save the Music Foundation and the It Gets Better project. So do that, and don't buy that Glee version, okay? Please promise me you won't. So let me tell you about not just a sponsor for today's Coverville, but also a contest. TuneUp, always happy to welcome TuneUp back to the Coverville sponsorship library. Transform your music collection automagically. What it does is it fixes mislabeled song information. If you have a bunch of tracks in your iTunes library that say track 01, or they're missing their album artwork, or they're missing other ID3 tag information, you've got duplicate tracks, etc. And now, happy to announce that TuneUp also does lyrics now. So that's really cool. Here's what you do. Go to Coverville, and in the show notes for this episode, you'll find a link to TuneUp. Click that link, and it helps Coverville out. Of course, get a free trial. Try it out. See what you think of it. Try it in your own iTunes library and see what you think of how well it performs. And as an extra incentive to try it out, I'm doing a little bit of a giveaway here of some TuneUp swag. They were nice enough to send me some t-shirts, some beer cozies, inexplicably books of matches, tote bags, etc. So here's what I'm going to do on the Coverville.com. I'm sorry, on the Coverville Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Coverville, I'll have a post up for this episode, episode 934. And what I want you to do is either put a link or attach a photo of the weirdest album cover that is either in your collection or the weirdest album cover that you know of. So it's, you know, there's the tie-in. Get your album art, right, into TuneUp, and then you can win the contest. Just put your link right there in as a comment to the post for episode 934 on facebook.com/Coverville, and I will randomly pick three people who post unusual album covers or links to unusual album covers and contact them to get them some TuneUp swag, t-shirts, tote bags, whatever. So check it out. You'll find the link at facebook.com/Coverville. Look for episode 934. That's this episode right here. I'll even put a note in there that this is the right episode so people can find it. And make sure to also click the link on coverville.com in the show notes for this episode to get a great deal on TuneUp. I think they're doing 30% off right now if you use the code SHINE30. That's SHINE30. But that one expires at the end of this month, and but you can buy TuneUp through that link through next month, I believe. So there you go, TuneUp.com. Thanks for supporting Coverville. All right, back to the music and back to an independent artist, a group named Shannon and the Merger, a cover that is totally current, you know, totally of a popular song right now, but they do take it in their own version, which of course is something that I love to see. Here is Put the Gun Down by ZZ Ward, performed by Shannon and the Merger.
I got 10 fingers to the sky, my back to the wall, my white flag high. Hair lips just like a gun, she's got silver bullets on her tongue. He's deep under her spell, I'm screaming out, but it just won't help. I think I'm cursed, I had him first. Heaven have mercy, you don't wanna break my heart. drops those pennies to her knees, walking off from a happy home. She won't give up until I'm gone. I think I'm cursed. I had it first. Heaven have mercy. Don't wanna break my heart. Take what's mine. Don't hurt me. Steal my money. Steal my car. Don't take my man. Don't take my.
Hey, Brian, this is Dave from the Dave's Lounge podcast over at davesLounge.com. It was great seeing you at the New Media Expo in Vegas. I told you I had a song I wanted to send you for Indie Hodgepodge, and here it is. This is Josh Fialkoff. He is a piano player, blues musician, jazz musician, who's based in the Philadelphia area. He's very big in the swing dance and blues dance circles up in that area. Last summer, I was DJing at an event that he was playing at, in Virginia Beach, and we all ended up staying in the same house together, me, Josh, and his band. And he gave me chicken pox. Josh apparently broke out in chicken pox about 2 days after he got back to Philadelphia from Virginia Beach, and that basically meant he was contagious for about 2 weeks prior to that. And since I never had chicken pox as a kid, lucky me, right? I ended up breaking out 2 weeks later. And let me tell you, chickenpox at age 40 is very much the opposite of fun. But other than that, I think Josh is a really cool guy. I think he's a great musician, and I think you and Coverville listeners will really enjoy this cover he did of Belle Biv DeVoe's big hit, Poison. Continued success, my friend, and I hope our paths cross again soon. Preferably when I don't have chicken pox.
Something strange going down in my mind. Situation serious. Seems where we're running out of time. Well, it's so beautiful. Relationships, they are from the start. That girl is poison. That girl is poison, poison. just start to leave, girl. Cause in some portions, you think she's the best thing in the world. She's so hot, she'll drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart until you're done, gone blind. Keep it driving. That girl is poison. That girl is poison, poison.
I'm never and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then these will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. Aquarius, Aquarius. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. Noble forces or divisions, golden living dreams are visions. Mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation.
By the Castanet Club, that is from the soundtrack to a film of the same name, and features on vocals there. Well, I think it's on vocals. You know, he wasn't super clear on if this was him on vocals or if he was playing something else in the band. Maynard, an Australian announcer and friend of the show, friend of Coverville. We've had each other as guests on each other's shows, and he works for ABC, Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And I believe he also does, it's funny, we played George Robb earlier, who does the Geologic podcast, which I think falls into the skeptic category. Maynard also does a podcast called the Skeptic Zone podcast, which is kind of a weird coincidence. So that is the Castanet Club and their cover of Aquarius. Before that, Oh Darlin' by Zupop, pop-up music by 60 Akadelics, a brand new cover of the Beatles classic in honor of George Martin's birthday. As a matter of fact, link in the show notes will go to the YouTube page that has that video. That's one of those video songs where you see them record every note that you hear in the song. And it's great. As a matter of fact, there is a breaking glass in there that I never would have noticed were it not for the video song. So it's really, really cool. Before that, Poison by Josh Vialkoff, live at Blues Cafe from last year. And big thanks to Dave from Dave's Lounge for turning me on to that great cover of Poison, originally by Belle Biv DeVoe, covered again by Josh Vialkoff. And we start off the set with Shannon and the Merger and their cover of ZZ Ward's Put the Gun Down. That is from an unreleased demo, but I believe that before long that's going to be available to purchase. I'm linking you to their Facebook page so that you can find out more details on when that becomes available. Coverville Today is also brought to you by Think Geek, thinkgeek.com. I mentioned this last time, but we'll talk about this again, is that Valentine's Day is coming up, and some of you have geeky girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, husbands, wives, significant others, any of the above, and you want to support their geekiness. You don't just want to support it. You want to encourage their geekiness. And on Valentine's Day, you can do that with the Bundle of Lerve. gift basket from thinkgeek.com. It's got a bunch of great stuff in it. The Mars necklace, the Mars planet necklace, the breathable chocolate, shower truffles, the pixel heart mug, all of this presented in a lovely Valentine's Day box. It can be yours for $35, $34.99 over there at thinkgeek.com. Order soon so that you can get it in time, or get some of the other great things like the 8-bit rose or the plush unicorn bouquet. All these great things that you can pick up over there at thinkgeek.com. Start by going to coverville.com and click on the Think Geek link over there on the right side of the page. That'll take you to their website and helps me out with whatever you buy from Think Geek. It gives me a little bit of a kickback. So shop and shop often over at thinkgeek.com. Stuff for smart masses. Last set of music, and we're going to start off with a cover of a tune by Telepop Music, and I think most people, at least I do, connect this with a TV ad from a couple years back. I couldn't tell you who it was for, but I remember the commercial very vividly, and obviously it's one of those that, you know, shows people driving the car, but it's got a very cool electronic song that is playing in the background. And one of those things where you hear it in the commercial and you go immediately to try and find the song that was in the commercial. It is Telepop Music's Breathe. Here's a cover of it by a group called New Navy. You're going to love this. This is fantastic stuff. Breathe by New Navy.
I've bought you something close to me. Left with something you see through your head. You have my dreams, but there's nothing to do but believe. Just believe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
much time for leaving all the lights to keep the dream alive. Now it makes me sad. It makes me mad at truth for loving what was you.
There you go. Billy Idol's Eyes Without a Face by Juliet Lyons from her 2012 album Stopover. Great cover right there. And thanks to Juliet for sending that in. The Funk Buddies right before that. I want to say they're a Melbourne, Australian funk outfit, brass funk outfit. That was their cover of Aerosmith's Last Child. And you'll find that on their brand new album, their brand new EP. You can find out more about that by going to the website. Also, Breathe by New Navy, not just an independent submission, but also a request from a grateful Texas nerd named Matt. Thank you, Matt, for suggesting that cover. Great French house cover of Telepop Music's Breathe, done by New Navy. And that, my friends, is going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to go and pick up a copy of Jonathan Colton's Baby Got Back from jonathancolton.com. Well, from the links on jonathancolton.com to benefit those two charities, and also to tell Glee where to stick it. You can also visit coverville.com. You can email me at requests@coverville.com, and you can call the request line at 206-222-COVER. We'll be back this Thursday, just a couple days from now, with a cover story. It'll be a surprise to both of us as to who it shall be, but stick around, that'll be coming up later this week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. You're going to hear some podcasts that are so good, they'll be blown in the wind too. No, that's not right.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!